Sonic1029.com podcast.
The Garner Andrews Show podcast for NorQuest. NorQuest is Edmonton's community college. Check them out at www.norquest.ca.
Look out below! Oh, boy!
Good morning, my many friends. I'm Garner Andrews Show studio usher Teddy Peterson. Michael Jackson's final concert DVD, This Is It, was released this week. It's a pretty big deal. Such a big deal that to commemorate the release of the Michael Jackson DVD, boys' pants are half off at the Gap.
Well, that makes
no silence. Silence, well, I say. Forget you see we're trying to do a show here.
Okay.
Here comes another steaming pant load of Garner Andrews Show on the Sonic.
This is the Garner Andrews Show to go.
I'm disappointed.
In?
Edmontonian hockey fans.
Okay. Expound.
I'm absolutely flabbergasted by... I'm a Canucks fan. I'm used to losing. I'm used to them getting all the way and then not doing it. I'm still a Canucks fan. I root for them win or lose. It's like as soon as if the Oilers aren't winning, this whole town seems to want to turn against them. Oh, they're not winning. You guys are so spoiled here. You got how many Stanley Cups? And if you don't have a cup, it's like it's the end of the world. And
number seven, you can understand the frustration this season, though, can't you? We've still got 2 months, right? 2 months of regular season?
Yeah.
And we're all but eliminated?
Yeah.
Okay, so then what is there to be celebrating? What are we to be rejoicing about right now?
I guess at the end of the day, when two hockey teams come together, they play, and we buy tickets to watch them play. It is entertainment. Somebody's got to win. Somebody's got to lose.
Yeah.
It's just a game. It's entertainment.
Here's
you go to watch two teams play hockey. One's going to win. One's going to lose.
But I would say you got 16,000 people sitting in the stands at Rexall Place for a game. I would say less than half of those people are there because they appreciate the skills and they can watch the game and pick out exactly what so-and-so is doing. I can't watch hockey like that. I don't understand. I don't have a deep enough passion for it to be able to understand it like that. And I think the majority of people, all they're there to see is the win. And don't get me wrong, you have to accept a certain amount of losses. That's going to happen. But we're at 12 losses in a row now. The team has not won a single game this decade. They haven't won since December. And it doesn't matter how much of a passionate hockey fan you are. If you're that guy that can just go there and sit there and enjoy how a play unfolds, it doesn't matter. After a certain while, you just want one check mark in the W column.
A Sonic1029.com podcast. The Garner Andrews Show to go.
Garner.
Hello?
That last guy you had on the air?
Uh-huh.
He's an idiot.
He's an idiot?
He's a moron. Why would you go? I understand. I'm a hardcore Oilers fan, but I understand that, you know, you got to support the team and stuff, but he is saying that you should go to the game just because they're losing. Like, you go there to cheer, but it's like going to a bad movie. You don't go to a bad movie and then you'll go to it over and over again, right?
Ah, good analogy. Good analogy right there.
It's not entertaining. Like, and especially when you're paying $70 to see a movie,
mm-hmm.
aka the Oilers play like dog crap, that's not really entertaining to me.
Yeah. Okay, I like that. I like that. You go to Snakes on a Plane once.
Exactly. You go to see it. Okay. Yeah, it was kind of entertaining. You know, Samuel Jackson screaming and yelling. Okay, good. But maybe Samuel Jackson played for the Oilers, I'd go a couple more times,
yeah.
Maybe.
This is the Garner Andrews Show to go. Please drive through.
Hey, you know, you needed something to cheer about. And, well, today I got the perfect pump this morning.
Did you?
So I wanted... Yes, I got the perfect pump. I got the, you know, right on 41.
Wow, that takes the sting out of a 12-game losing streak.
Well, you know what? And the sad thing is, I wanted to give you something else to cheer about. I'm a Canucks fan.
Hey? Are you?
So, like, you guys can always cheer for them now, you know? You get
yeah.
Now. Hopefully you guys can snap it against Carolina.
What about Calgary on Saturday?
What's that? Oh, yeah, in Calgary on Saturday. Yeah, I don't know about that one. But Calgary's playing horrible, too. So.
Yeah, well, it's like one of these teams come Saturday night is going to have an 800-pound gorilla lifted off their back.
That's definitely true.
But the only difference is...
So that fixes the thing for me.
Okay, what's your first name?
My name's Dan Garner.
Hey, Dan, I hope the snowbirds came in and did a flyby.
No, but I got Shriners. A weird look when I went in to pay for it. I was like, woohoo! She was like... What? I was like, perfect pump.
She has
like,
anybody ever, I would love to know if anybody has ever gone in to pay for their perfect pump and the service station attendant actually acknowledged it and went, hey, awesome, a perfect pump.
You should get it for free.
Every perfect pump story I've heard ends the same way with, well, let's just say I was 10 times more excited than the girl behind the counter.
Fair enough.
Have a good
day. My girlfriend doesn't get it either, so yeah. I even called her before I called you. So
you even made a phone call.
Oh yeah, like it's a big deal, man. Like
it is.
As soon as you started talking about it, you know, like I've had perfect pumps and stuff like that, you know, and you're all excited. You're like, look around, nothing. But, you know, like, now that you're making a big deal out of it, it's good. The world needs to know about the perfect pump.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the Garner Andrews Show to go. Want to hear more stuff like this? Check out the Lane Mitchell Podcast. Available for free at sonic1029.com.
Thank you, Apple iPad, for getting us going on this topic this morning. Worst product or service names in history. I told the story about there used to be this hobby store in Calgary called PMS Hobbies. And I think they've changed the name. It's sort of in the northeast area. I can't remember what street it's on, but my wife and I used to drive by there all the time and laugh at PMS Hobbies. And then a buddy of mine, remember, we had him on the show one day, Dr. Tongue. Remember Corey Reed and I a couple of years ago? Maybe you don't. We did this thing called I Love You, Man. Well, Dr. Tongue was the guy I talked to. His aunt is a retired school teacher in Calgary, and she started a tutoring company with another friend of hers named Mary. So it was Shirley and Mary, and they called their tutoring company S&M Tutoring. They had business cards and everything. They were awesome.
Hi, Garner. It's Rhonda.
Hi, Rhonda.
How you doing?
Oh, good. How about you?
Oh, not bad. Just kind of got an example of a bad company acronym for you.
Okay, sure.
Us in Sherwood Park have a DATS bus, right? Disabled Adult Transportation System.
Mm-hmm.
Only ours is Strathcona County Adult Transportation.
Strathcona County Adult Transportation.
SCAT.
Hey, everybody who wants a ride on the SCAT bus. Yeah. Google SCAT if you're not sure what that means, but don't do it at work.
Yeah, that's nasty.
The Garner Andrews Show to go from Sonic 102.9.
Hey, you were talking about bad product names.
Yeah.
What do you think crack cream is for?
Crack cream?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a hand cream.
But it's called crack cream.
Crack cream. And the other ironic thing I find about this is a buddy of mine submitted it to Maxim as kind of a funny product that he had found in a drugstore. And he ended up winning an iPod for it.
It from Maxim, really?
Yeah.
Does he live in Canada?
Yeah.
I'd love to know how that works, because I get Maxim magazine, and they always have a caption contest in there, or you can submit funny photos or whatever, but it always says in the fine print, for residents of the United States only.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how that works.
Because I could crush in their caption contest. So, crack cream. Okay.
Yeah, crack cream.
This is a podcast download exclusively from Sonic 102.9. The Garner Andrews Show to go.
Hey, dude, how are you?
Good. How about you?
Oh, live the dream.
Living the dream.
Yes, my friend. Liquor box.
Yes, by McMahon Stadium, right?
Yes, my friend. Liquor box. I work in Edmonton, but I'm from Calgary as well. I've lived in both cities. But liquor box, the first time I thought it, I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, when you'd take the train to a football game, you'd get off at that stop and you'd walk right by the liquor box.
The liquor box.
we can do one more. Why not? Hi, Sonic.
Hey, just a quick one on the poor choice of company names. I was working out by White Court, and I saw a company called Rainbow Rigging with big rainbow painted across the side of their trailer.
Yeah.
I don't think they realized what pride flag that represents.
Yeah, they're at the job fair. Precision Drilling's got them lined up out the door. Rainbow Drilling, not too many great big rig guys milling about that display asking for pamphlets and information.
It's a Sonic1029.com podcast.
I got a really, really good one for you for the bad name, for bad idea for a name for a business.
Okay.
Was Wigger Drapery.
You know what? We were just talking about that one backstage here, and thank you for bringing it up so I didn't have to. But I don't know how many times I laughed like an idiot, because that's sort of my little Scooby route to get over to Commonwealth Stadium as I go down that road.
And you see it all the time.
And then everybody in the car would burst out laughing. But apparently they're not in business anymore.
No, there's like a fence around it and they're doing construction.
Well, hopefully they're coming back bigger and better than ever.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what I'm going to do without my Wigger Draperies.
They're going to change it to Vanilla Ice Draperies.
Okay.
I had one more suggestion for you.
Sure.
You guys really, really need to grab the... do you remember The Price is Right when they had the little yodeling guy?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mountain climber?
Yeah.
You guys need that soundtrack for the morning.
Himalayan. What was that game called?
It's Chippy. Called Mountain Climber.
Mountain Climber. Yeah, on Price is Right, and there was a yodeler in the background. We've got. I've just dispatched Steve, one of our producers. He's on it right now. Chippy, go get it down the basement. Get it. Did you find it?
I got it.
Bring it up to me. I want to play it.
Yeah.
There. Here you go, Mr. Andrews.
Thank you very much. Well, that was quick. That was real quick. Yeah, this is it. But there's some yodeling in it, right?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hopefully we get to the yodeling part. While we got you here, you told me about a bad company name.
Yeah, when I was early in my radio career... About 10 years back when I was working in Moncton, New Brunswick.
Oh, yeah.
There was a mechanic in town who went by the name of STD Transmissions. I used to laugh and laugh on my way to work every morning.
STD Transmission.
That's, you know, obviously I think it meant standard, but did you really need to abbreviate it to that?
No. Here we go. This is my new favorite music band. Yeah.
This is a download from Sonic1029.com.
Hang on, I'm just getting some text here from friends of mine. This is from Brian LaRue. You live in Calgary, Brian. They must have internet down there now. He goes, Garn, how about Backdoor Liquor? Okay, that's classy. Oh, my buddy Chris. We had a huge laugh about this one day. I think he even took a photo of it. I wish we still had it, though. He saw a van for an electrician, and it was called Ped Electric. Yeah, good times. One more before I go here. Hello, Sonic.
Hi, I was just wondering in regards to badly named companies.
Yeah, you got one?
BJ Services.
You know what? BJ Services in Red Deer, the clubhouse leader. They're at the top of the leaderboard. I was just talking to another guy here. Can you imagine, first of all, how many annoying disc jockeys from all over North America must prank call that place every day? And what the receptionist turnover rate must be there?
It must be huge unless you have a gigantic sense of humor. Because you probably could run with that. You could have a few conversations with people on the other end, I would imagine.
It's horrible.
And every time I see the truck, I can't stop laughing. And you have to explain to people, sometimes little kids or people in the truck maybe.
Yeah, why you're laughing.
You're laughing.
Mommy, why are you crying? Because I'm just so happy.
Why did you have to pull over?
Mommy, why did you shoot a bologna sandwich out your nose?
Well, you would have to answer as to why you're eating a bologna sandwich, I suppose, also.
Well, because they're awesome. As a matter of fact, I'm going to buy me some bologna on the way. Because I swear that in 2010, that was going to be my thing.
Oh, I like fried bologna. Fried bologna with cheese whiz on fresh white bread.
Wow. I'm going on a bologna run right now.
You do it.
Yeah. Hey, you have a good day, okay? What's your name?
Sonia.
Sonia.
Yeah.
That's a good name.
Thanks. Yeah. Garner.
Well, thank you. let's start a club or something.
Yeah, the Good Name Club.
A Sonic1029.com podcast. The Garner Andrew Show. To go.
Good morning to you and a great big Western howdy to you wherever you may be listening on the alternet. Keep getting emails from Steve, who listens every day in Norway. That's kind of cool. Good morning, Steve, if you're listening right now. If you'd like an international podcast shout-out, I could do that for you. Wherever you're listening, send me an email, and I'll give you a Western howdy right there during the podcast.
Hi, did somebody win the Modern Rock Door?
No.
Because I know it. I know it.
That's the part that sucks the most about being on the Modern Rock Door, is that when you get it wrong, the city celebrates.
You have no idea. I've been like a mad woman on the phone trying to get through because I know it. I've known it since day one, and I cannot get through.
Did you hear the giant clue I dropped this morning?
No, what was it?
Well, I guess it's a giant clue if you listen to this show regularly.
I do, I swear to God. I listen to the show until 5 to 8 till I get into work.
Okay.
What was it?
The song behind the Modern Rock Door is a song that I've told you probably no less than 30 or 40 times. Mm-hmm. You need to learn to play it on your acoustic guitar for camping season.
Yes.
Does that help?
Yes, I told you. I already know.
Okay, well, you should call on Monday when it's worth $722.
I'm going to be sick, Garner. Sick. I need to win.
Okay.
This is the Garner Andrew Show. To go. Like, get the hell out of here.